Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I'm your host, Ida May, and today, hunte, it is Tarot Tuesday. So we are going to be doing readings for the 5th to the 12th of December. All signs are welcome since this is a collective read. Feel free to rearrange the rules as they may apply to your storyline and only take what resonates and leave the rest behind. Now, today we are going to start the podcast off with a weekly energy from the 5th to the 12th. We're going to see what we need to be aware of or maybe know or pay mind to this week energetic-wise. Now, in the second segment, we're going to get some messages from the ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High about what you might need to hear or what they would like to convey. Really could be anything, right? Now, on the last segment, you're going to find love messages from whoever is on your mind. So I'm going to shuffle these cards up, and I will see you very shortly. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. Sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons. Because it's truly a part of our ascension. Now, today we are going to start off with a weekly collective energy, but just a little check-in real quick. Today is December the 5th, and we do have a moon event going on, which is the last quarter moon in Virgo. So there's anything that you need to get done, finish up, wrap the stuff up this moment. This is a beautiful energy to tie up loose ends, finish up projects, you know, revise some plans, all that good jazzy stuff. And we also have Venus and Scorpio try Saturn in Pisces. So there's a lot of different things going on with relationship and, you know, connection and commitment and, you know, taking a look and reassessing things and seeing where we're going and where we're heading, right? Now today we are going to start off with the classic tarot. So ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective about what they need to hear for this week regarding energy. Now I'm going to be pulling three cards from this and getting a advice card at the end. Alright, Spirit, what does the collective need to know or hear or be aware of this week? Can I get three cards, Spirit? Alright, first card out is the Hermit upright. So there may be some type of energy here that is very symbolic with some type of spiritual enlightenment you may be experiencing, which is probably causing this energy of feeling like you want to be in solitude and do some introspection and do some contemplation with, you know, a hand with some soul searching with reflection. And it may be, it feels like it's required of you at this point. It's so much feel like, hey, I need some time just for a minute here, you know? And it's like an energy that you are trying to make this effort into connecting with your guides, and you're doing it, and you're kind of searching for the truth. It looks like you're, but there, you know, the universe is coming in, relaying a message. You know, the universe, we can't speak to you if you have a lot of distractions by the everyday noise of life. So one might be going into the Hermit mode this week, and this is a major arcana, so this is something that is going to be monumental. All right, what else, Spirit? Alright, and then we have the Four of Wands upright, so it's just a very positive card, And it looks like, you know, whatever efforts that you're putting into any projects, endeavors, anything that is pushing you towards success, it does look like you'll be in the position and feel very comfortable and secure. And, you know, you could have that time to relax and to contemplate things in life that bring you feelings of balancedness, forward progression, and happiness, and towards an outcome that you're looking to gain here. All right, one more card, Spirit. Oh, it just flew out like that. Okay. We also have the Five of Swords here upright. So this could also be suggesting, you know, a double-edged nature of the sword. And the fives are all about making adjustments. And the five indicates that you may be making some adjustments that bring change. Could be brought by some type of stress or loss or just feeling like in an uncomfortable position. And you felt like this would be necessary to do. So there could be some type of pain here from some type of loss, maybe a defeat, or disengaging in a relationship in the near future, or maybe you already have, depending how the energy fits for you. But whatever this is, this brought you to these adjustments here. Closing message, Spirit. All right, and we have the Chariot. Now, this is another major on the board. Okay, and at the bottom of the deck, we have the Wheel of Fortune reversed. So you may be doing a lot of fantasizing before anything, but it looks like there's more fantasizing, manifesting, daydreaming type of energy here. But, you know, there may be some delays because there may not be a lot of energy or commitment towards whatever that may be. But the Chariot up right here is all about control and, you know, kind of having some type of inner conflict or maybe some type of connection with people or some type of situation. But there is like some type of unresolved energy here or within your mind that's kind of stopping you from moving forward. And the Chariot is like coming in on a journey, which is like a progression of some sort. And once you start working on some type of conflict to bring resolution or find solution, this will be able to, you know, reactivate the ride with the Chariot here and progress on to what it is that you need to do. Now, that's what I have for you, Collective, regarding your energy for this week. I'll see you in the next segment. All right, Collective, welcome to your Ancestors, Guardians, and Guides message. I'm going to start off with the Goddess of Guidance, and we're going to see what the Ancestors, Guardians, and Guides would like to convey for this week. All right, Ancestors, Guardians, and Guides of the Most High, what would you like to convey this week to the Collective? Please and thank you. I'm going to get three cards from this deck, and then I'm going to get three cards from the fairy deck. All right. So the first card we have out is Quiet Time. So, you know, your ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High are coming in and conveying that you might need to take some time alone to rest, contemplate, and meditate. All right. Then we have Blossoming. You are just getting started, so have patience with yourself and the process, and do not give up. So whatever journey you may be on, you know, your ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High want you to take this time to sit in solitude so you can really gain some knowledge and have patience with yourself along this journey, and not to get too overwhelmed by the process, because, you know, things can get a little uncomfy, and that's what growth's all about, right? Just think of like a tree or like a flower, right? Underneath of the soil. It looks all beautiful sitting up on top of the soil, right? In the grass or in the woods, the tree, right? But underneath, there are tons of roots that done went twisting and turning and intermingling and all types of shit, right? So just have patience with the process. Okay, and then we have Mother Earth. So it says you are being called upon. Okay, so at the bottom of the deck, we have don't back down, stand up for yourself and believe. All right, so let's see what we get from the fairy tarot. With the ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High would like to convey to the collective for this week. Oh, well, ain't we just in shadow phase? Because I damn sure did just hit the mic. So excuse me, sorry for that if you have headphones on. Okay, first card out, we have the Three of Autumn. So the ancestors, guardians, and guides are coming through and conveying a message to follow your passion when it comes to what you love, your career, whatever the case may be, and do the best that you can with what you have. All right, because, you know, these gifts and what you love to do is your calling, your journey, and they will be very abundantly lucrative. All right. All right. We also have the King of Summer here. So there could be something coming in regarding getting involved in some type of creative endeavor. And also this energy of like romance kind of tagged with it. Okay. But it looks like, you know, with this room, it's going to be you falling in love with this creative endeavor and getting involved. And this is like, whatever this is really like stemming from your heart. You just have to trust this process, whatever this may be. All right. And then we have the Wheel that just popped out. So you may have been experiencing some delays, but they're coming in conveying that these delays are going to be over very suddenly, unexpected, and look for, you know, good fortune to come in with this wheel as well. Whatever it is that you maybe have began with your endeavors, your journey, your whatever the case may be, it may have took a little time, you know, but following your passion, doing what you're called to do, it's really what your gifts are. And like falling in love with that creative endeavor and really soaking it in and coming from your heart. And you may have had some roadblocks or delays, but they're coming right the fuck up, and you're gonna smooth sail, all right? All right, closing message, Spirit. Oh my goodness, I did it again. All right, forgive me. Now, last card out, we have the King of Winter. So you could be looking and seeking some advice as well. But it could be from, my goodness, my throat chakra, what is going on? It could be something and we have unity. So, it's a message coming through, doing the right thing for the right reason compared to any traditional approaches, and it's really like working with what works for you, and you know, not really caring about anyone else's thoughts about what it is that you're doing, because it may be unconventional, but you need to follow your heart, your journey, because this is your journey and your journey alone. And you know, nobody can really come in and give you directions to a place that they're not going or they never been. All right, so stay true to yourself, follow your journey, and your ancestors, guardians, and guides are saying, you know, trust the process. There are little stops along the way, and it may take you a little longer to get there, but those roadblocks are coming right the fuck up, and we will see you soon with this beautiful good fortune that's coming your way. All right, so that's what I have for you, collective, regarding your messages from your ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High. See you on the next segment. Well, hello, collective, and welcome to your last segment where we're going to get some love messages from whoever is on your mind regarding love. Feel free to rearrange the roles as they may apply to your storyline and only take what resonates and leave the rest behind. All right. I'm going to be using four different decks today. I'm going to use Mystery and Virtue to get a theme around this love connection. I will go to the Island Time Wellness after that deck to get some details on whom it is I'm connecting with for you. All right. And if I'm not picking up on your energy this week, feel free to check back with me next Tuesday, and I might be picking up on your energy then. Now, I'm also going to get some conversation cards from your person from the Love Tarot and the Love Oracle. All right. So let's see what we have going on here, collective. All right, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective regarding what they need to hear for whoever is on their mind with love. We have separation. So there may be currently a separation in place at the moment, or there could be one coming up in the near future. I could read that both ways, all right? So take what resonates and leave what does not, all right? Wear that shoe how it fits, okay? Let's get some details on whom I'm connecting with here, collective. Ooh. All right, we have addiction. So there may be some type of obsession here. Looks like someone is blocked. There could be some type of codependency as well. This energy. Okay. We also have the Phoenix. So there is some type of new phase as well coming in. There could be a rekindling or renewal or some type of transformation and growth within some type of mindset regarding this connection. All right, let's get one more card. All right, and then we have not enough. So there could be some type of frustration within a relationship. One may be lacking confidence, which is going to self-sabotage with fear and ego. And whoever this is, collective, that I'm connecting with is coming off in this type of jealous energy. All right. Let's see what they would like to convey from the Love Tarot deck. All right, Spirit, what would this person like to convey to the collective regarding love messages? Please and thank you. All right, we have missing you. So they miss you and they want you to know they wish things were different. Okay. What else would this person like to convey? Then we also have others' opinion. I feel bound by my family on their beliefs and what I should do in my life. I'm working towards breaking free from limiting myself based on others' beliefs. So this person could probably be missing you, of course, you know, but they might feel like they have some type of image to maintain, and kind of doing, you know, what their family or friends may think is more better suited for them. But they're trying to break away from that type of toxic energy and do what it is they would like to do with their own future. Alright, let's get another message, Spirit. Alright, we have, "You're my favorite. You're the person I want to call when something bad or good happens. The first thought that I have when I have news I need to share, you are my person." So this person could be experiencing things and would like to tell you about them. But it looks like there is no communication from what I'm perceiving here. Okay. One more card. As I looked at the clock, 444, look that up. Okay. And we have, "Is it true? I heard you were dating someone. Is it true? Please tell me it isn't." So this person could be feeling some type of jealousy here with this addiction when we pulled out from the Island Time Wellness. They could fear that you are in connection with someone new and moving on. So they are becoming kind of obsessive and possessive, right? And you have this person, it looks like, blocked. So they're kind of restraining themselves from making any contact at this point. Let's get some love messages from the Love Oracle. Alright, Spirit, what this person likes to convey regarding love? For this week, for the collective. We have, "From time to time, we will have a happy ending. And if we both empathize and our love..." Let me read that again. "From time to time, we will have a happy ending if you and me both empathize and love for our true selves." So basically this person is saying if you can, you and this person can have some type of empathy, you know, for each other, and accept each other for your true selves, there could be some time where you would have a happy ending. But if you didn't accept, you know, if you didn't empathize on the connection and their true selves, that there would, you know, probably not be. But it looks like from time to time, you know, you could have had happy endings with this person. But maybe there wasn't no empathy on this last break from this person. All right, and then we have "Maybe I'm wearing a mask." So this person could be hiding their true feelings from you at this moment, or not conveying them, because again, it's not no interaction it's looking like here. One more message from this deck. Okay, and then we have, "I don't think I deserve you." So this person probably does not have the confidence at this moment because of this "not enough" card that we pulled at first. So they could be lacking confidence at this moment and kind of moving in a fear-based ego, which is causing like them to become jealous and to think that, I mean, you could be, you know what I mean? You could be in a connection with someone new, and this is making this person like really uneasy. All right, let's get some love conversation cards from the Love Tarot. All right, we have, "Will you listen? There's so many things that I want to say to you, but will you hear me all the way out? Will you even believe me?" And then we have "Ghosted. I'm sorry I disappeared. I need to clear my head." So this person, you know, they're like conveying, if they did even come in, would you even listen? Would you give a shit? Or, you know, they could have ghosted you, ended a connection and just disappeared like a magic trick, you know, something of that sort. And they feel sorry for this. And then we have "Still listening. I still listen to the music you should share with me. It helps me connect with you when we're apart." Last card out, Spirit. All right, and then we have emotional intimacy. I'm afraid to truly open up to you and being raw and authentic with my emotions. This is something I'm still working on. All right, so this person could be doing a lot of inner looking, but feeling a lot of different emotions. And, you know, it can be making them feel very uneasy because they're not sure if you would even want to hear what they have to say after what they've done. Let's get you an advice card. Advice card from the tarot. Oh, that was quick. Okay. What? Okay. We have the Star reversed. So again, you may have recently, you know, had some disappointments that caused you to also go inward, and you know, you're really doing your self-care at this point. You're realigning yourself. You're getting to your inner needs that needs to be met. So that's a beautiful energy, all right? It's a beautiful energy there. Because you may have experienced this disappointment, and that actually caused you to turn inward and to find your inner power. So that's what I have for you regarding love messages for this week, collective. Remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see you next time.